$70,000 and $120,000 of annual operating revenues because they have not collected max rents. So, you know, we will find the best time and the best way to gradually increase some rents, beginning probably pretty immediately. We'll fill the vacant units, and there are several rent-ready vacant units on site. And so we'll bring cash to the table, whatever we need to meet operating expenses and alleviate the bad quality of life issues that seem to be impacting the residents right now.
Okay. What are some of those bad quality of life issues?
We have had reports of the utilities being shut off for non-payment. Nice. So, yeah, common area electricity, common area water, that sort of thing. Anything that's commonly metered, and that's happened several times. Landscaping being, allowed to wither and die, outdoor amenities not being maintained, things of that nature. And then just general maintenance issues that are not immediately addressed, water leaks, that sort of thing. So the Uintah Basin Assistance Council is, I think they're pretty much a one person shop, and
I'd say that utility issues are a severe quality of life issue.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's our position.
And then with this change, Olin Walker can be assured that payments will be made much more regularly than history has been for us in the past.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, David. I noticed Tyler took his hand down, so I'll go to John. John, go ahead.
Just had a couple of questions and then maybe a comment. Do we have a current appraisal or another way to value the property, just what we think it's worth, just to know how underwater, if it's underwater, it might be?
We are in the process of, once we get under contract here, we will get an appraisal ordered. With only about $500,000 of outstanding debt, I doubt this property is underwater. But we're not prepared to, we just want to take the asset, clear off the debt, the first lien debt, and start moving from there. So I really have very little concern that we're underwater.
And I guess my comment would be, I think it would be great if Utah Housing Corporation owned the property than if Olin Walker were to purchase it in foreclosure. I don't know if we have a better alternative than that. So I think it's great that they're stepping in.
Yeah,
thank you. Do I have any other questions from the board? Okay, I'll turn it back around. I'm sorry, I just see Mike. Do you have another question?
Yeah, so we allocated $152,000 in October, so that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I can address that. No, we have not pursued that. In working with Ashley and her organization, I want to compliment Ashley and her board for being so open, willing. It's hard to air your dirty laundry on projects, but I want to say that they have been extremely grateful that we would, UHC and our organization would work together to help ensure that these stay affordable. So I just want to give a little shout out to the organization. This property may not be, it may not have been run perfectly in the past, but their willingness to say, we can't do this, we need some help, is huge. And a lot of people aren't willing to make that type of a public statement. So Mike, now what was your question? or 152 that the Olean board approved. We have not moved forward on that contract, and we will not move forward on that contract.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Does anyone else have any other questions before I turn it back to Dan? Okay, I don't see any other questions. So, Dan, Christina, Claudia, is there anything else you want to add before we take a vote on this?
I would just say thank you for considering the request. We're you guys are great partners to work with, and I think this is a really good example of where we can really make a quick and effective impact on preserving affordable units.
Thanks, Claudia. And I do want to say I appreciate nimbleness in these types of areas as to the best extent that we can legally. I know it's a challenge, and I do appreciate it as well, that we kind of figure out a strategy long term. So I do want to thank everyone involved in that. With that said, I would entertain a motion on this project.
This is Mike. I'll like to make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation on this project.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion from Mike and a second from David. Is Janelle, would you do a roll call vote on this, please?
All right. Motion to approve staff's recommendation. Board Member Snow?
Yes.
Board Member Henry?
Yes.
Board Member Lindsay?
Yes.
Board Member Glenn?
Yes.
Board Member Jensen?
Yes.
Board Member Myers?
Yes.
The motion has passed.
Oh, and I'm a yes, too.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Chair. I'm also a yes.
Wheeler, yeah. I did not have you on here. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, Chairman Wheeler.
That's what happens when your
Wheeler.
Last name begins with a W.
Perfect.
Oh, well, we used to be in the back of the list. It's fine.
That was a unanimous pass, then.
Well, thank you so much again, Claudia. Thanks to your organization, you and David, and your staff, and good luck. And I think that is the only item on the agenda for today. Do we have any other? We don't have any other agenda. I'm sorry, I did not pull my agenda back once it left. Thank you.
We don't, but I do want to express my gratitude for all of you to join us today for this. Call. I know it's not typical and you're taking time out of your Friday. So from our staff to you, thank you so much for allowing us to get this project going.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Perfect. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone. Take care, and we'll see you at the next board meeting.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks, staff. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.